We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's that time. The very first beginning podcast of this new journey that Crazy Fitness Guy started. Today, I'm going to talk about what I'm doing to keep myself sane during this pandemic. I hope you enjoy. So, lately I've been wondering what people have been doing to keep themselves sane in this whole messed up situation that we're in as just around this whole pandemic around the world. It's scary and sometimes there's some days I'm bored, some days I don't feel like I can get stuff done, and there's other days I feel like I'm on top of the world. So I think sometimes I don't know what I'm gonna do. Sometimes I'm worried that I'm gonna be bored throughout the whole day. What I'm gonna do, and I thought it was gonna be hard for me to stay on the schedule, but I don't think it really has been that hard, but I'm going to go over some tips of how I'm staying sane. I've been making sure I've been reading books. That's number one. Number two, I've been making sure I stay away from watching the news, as I've found lately that the news just likes to keep telling about the statistics and people and getting people worried that there's going to be no summer. And I think that I keep reminding people it's only April. Yeah, the warm weather is here and whatnot, but it's not summertime yet. It's official summer is like, yeah, forgive me if I'm wrong, but I think it's like June 22nd. So you can start freaking out. I'll give you permission to start freaking out about if we're gonna have a summer or not around June 22nd. Until then, stop freaking out. You still have the rest of April, you still have May, and you still have part of June. So there's no time to stop freaking out. We might get a summer out of this all after all. Hey, I'm looking forward to a summer. Yes, I need to work for Uber and Lyft to get some more money to keep supporting my website. Gotta do what you gotta do. But yeah. Guys, I stopped watching the news because they just hype on numbers and point fingers at each other. It's all old. So that's number two. Stay away from news. Here's what I do. When somebody in my house turns on the news, I walk upstairs, I go in my bedroom, read a book, talk to a friend on the phone. Oh, I even admit I have a news feed reader on my app called Flipboard. No, this is not an advertisement for them, but like even if I saw a title of something coronavirus related, I just read the title sometimes, but that's okay. But I'm not gonna read the whole article because, I'm not gonna get depressed on the news. It's just not me. So that's two. Number three, I've been trying to just stay productive, getting my to-do list done every single day. There might be one thing I might forget to do during the day, but
there are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
I've been trying to stick to my schedule, getting up at 6:30 and working out in the morning, and then having breakfast. And just going up my day. Some days I have like 9 things to do on my list. Sometimes I do have like 11 things to do on my to-do list. I'm making sure I'm getting stuff done and sticking to my same exact schedule. We're in this whole thing together, and it's scary at times. And I admit it, but people still, I've been just trying to stay like on a regular schedule, like nothing's really different. My church does online sermons, and that's different, but I think that they're doing a great job with it. They're not pretending that nothing's happening. So that'd be, I think, number three, maybe number four. I kind of lost track. Let's say that's number three. So you got stay on a consistent schedule. Number two, read books, stay away from the news. Okay, so this is number four. Okay, I lost count. See, this is what happens when I don't have a script in front of me. Oh, well, I'm just winging it. First episode, I can only improve from here. So number four, stay on a consistent schedule and don't pretend nothing is happening with this whole coronavirus, but just stay on a consistent schedule, wake up at the same time, go to bed at the same time. Number five, don't binge watch Netflix all week long. And, I have a TV right here next to my computer while I'm recording this. I could easily turn on the TV and watch Netflix, what I do, I set a schedule on my calendar for the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I can only watch 10 hours total, not 10 hours on Saturday and 10 hours on Sunday. It's 5 and 5. So if I want to watch 5 hours, maybe not in a row, but maybe I get a break here and there. And I can, but and say, to be honest, to be fair, on Saturday, on Friday, I watched a movie with my and my brother and my parents, but it was all good. I don't always do that during the week, but as you know, whoever follows me on social media, try to stay. I try to not watch any TV or Netflix during the week because, you know, it's kind of like after I get all my to-do lists done during the week and being productive with my website and now this podcast, I just try not to. I like to reward myself with a movie or Netflix on the weekend. So that's number 5, is limit your time on Netflix. You don't have to binge watch every show. It's okay. You can always come back to it later. That's why they have multiple episodes. You don't have to watch it all in one. Yeah, and like there's a pause button for a reason. You don't have to finish every single episode. Use it. So number 6, stay healthy, stay hydrated, and exercise. I'm making sure I get up out of my chair every single hour, or take a break, walk around, I like to take a break, walk around. I've been drinking lots of water, keeping hydrated, exercising, and first thing in the morning. Sorry, it's over and done with, except for my karate workouts, because I need more water than just 32 ounces in the morning when I wake up. So it's going to have to be like nighttime around like 7 p.m. karate classes for me. So that's number 6. So stay hydrated, healthy, number 7, if you're feeling anxious, or you're frustrated, you're bored around the house, and you need a vent, use a journal app. I like to use there's this journal app called Penzu. It's free. You get unlimited storage for writing stuff in your journal. I like my digital because my handwriting is really, really, really bad. I think a 2-year-old can, maybe a 4-year-old can write better than me. My handwriting is atrocious. Sometimes I can't even read my own handwriting. Anyway, I digress. That's the fun part about not having a, script in front of me. I'm just going off the top of my head at the moment. Wonder what I can do next time. So I like to write in my journal. I set up a reminder on my to-do list to write in my journal every single night before I go to bed, just to jot down my frustrations, my pros of the day, my cons of the day. Sometimes it's just saying how productive I am during the day. Number 8, this kind of ties back into the whole This kind of ties back into the health and wellness and stay hydrated, and make sure you're also tracking your food intake, because I know sometimes during these hard times, people like to I have to eat a bunch of canned stuff, and it's like, buy some healthy canned stuff, don't buy high in sodium stuff, I mean healthy. Sometimes even when we have to order, and I like to order healthy stuff. Like, I had a balsamic chicken sandwich from a place that delivers, and it had chicken balsamic vinaigrette with roasted red peppers, mozzarella cheese, and some kind of like toasted, it's like a toasted roll with some cheese on top, I guess. But I'm not saying it's like 100% healthy, but it could be, it's better than having pizza or high sodium food.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
I think I only had maybe 400 milligrams of sodium in it. It's not terrible. I've seen a lot of worst things in my life with high sodium. So make sure you're tracking your food and making sure you're getting your fruits, vegetables, proteins, keeping your sodium down. And so number nine, listen to something positive, like listen to some upbeat music, listen to a motivational podcast. Like I like this one called The Daily Boost by Scott. I'll tell you right now. Scott Smith. He does these short little episodes to help people get motivated. There's like maybe, I think the longest one I ever seen on his show was like 21 minutes, but that was a coronavirus episode like this one. I really enjoy listening to his podcast. Keeps me motivated, keep going on. And I'm stuck with some of my things I have to do. His podcast actually got me to motivate. Motivation to start my own. So thanks, Scott Smith, if you're listening. So that's nine. Number 10, I have to say, tune out the negative people out there who are worrying about this, about the summer and about just how crappy the stock market is and whatnot. You know, it's like, we're in a tough situation and tough everything right now. But, you know, I think I believe that we can pull through it together as long as we work together to get a cure or a vaccine or whatnot. And here's one more as a bonus for you. Number 11, and this just popped in my head. Make sure you don't read the fake news about fake vaccines and cures. Wait until the CDC, just listen to what the CDC has to say. I'm not listening to anybody else. I'm not listening to the news, what they have to say. Until the CDC comes out with something new, I'm not gonna bother listening to anyone else, because they're not experts. The CDC is an expert. And it's like the news, in my opinion, I think the news should just report the news and don't give me your opinions. Just report the news. I don't want to be preached at. Just tell me the facts, Jack. Got it? So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And please don't be one of those people on social media and saying that, oh, we're going to... we're not going to get a summer out of this because of this or whatnot. It's only April. It's April 13th. It's not June 22nd. I give you my permission to be worried about the summer the week before June 22nd rolls around. But until the next time, don't worry. Keep a level head, eat healthy, and stay away from the news. Wait until the CDC comes out with something and with more guidelines or listen to them. They're experts. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and the next episode, expect around the same time next month, maybe the week of the 13th or the 20th. So stay tuned. Hope you enjoy.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.